We have been watching Merlin on video recently here at the Absolute Monastery, University of Healing. And some of the people who are watching it are finding it very tense and very anxious. And others are watching it and they're finding it to be a beautiful training, a beautiful teaching of philosophical ideas, of ideas that they could put to work themselves in their life if they want to. What is it that makes a difference for the viewer? What is it that makes a difference for the person who watches a video? What is it that you want to see? Now, we go through life, and in life we are having many wonderful experiences. We're having many beautiful experiences that sort of make us happy and joyful. And then there's a few not-so-joyful experiences that come along. And these not-so-joyful experiences, if we give them a lot of attention, they just keep growing and growing and growing and keep coming in back at more and more experiences like that. And we are aware of them and we recognize them and we see them. Well, the wonderful thing about the videos on Merlin is that Merlin is a very fine young man, and he is interested in good for everyone. He has some gifts that he is using, his magical gifts, which everyone really has, but he's living them and he's using them and he's enjoying them to a degree that he understands them. Now, as we watch this, we can see the battle scenes of the warriors of that time and see how they were fighting and maintaining their cool. Or we can pay attention to what Merlin was doing. We can pay attention to how he handles these various situations that come up and disturb his world. And if he were to concern himself with the battle, if he were to concern himself with all of the physical things that are going on in there that are kind of tough, he wouldn't be paying attention to his magic. But instead, he pays a wonderful attention to his magic, and he pays such a grand attention to it that his magic does its work for him. Now, much of his magic is common sense. Much of his magic is because he is a loving person, because he is looking for good in everyone, because he's seeking out that which is beautiful and that which is fine. As we watch such shows as Merlin, and as we see the violence that takes place there, if we give the violence our attention, if we give the violence our awareness that it's important and that it's not nice, then it is not nice and it gets our attention and we miss out on the perceptions of the things that are going on sort of behind the scenes or quietly that you wouldn't notice if you weren't aware of it and awake to it. But if you're aware and awake to what's going on, then beautiful things happen. If you're aware and awake of what's going on, then you have a beautiful perception of what's going on in life. All of our life, we can have many beautiful experiences, and we can have many, so to speak, ugly experiences, experiences that cause us to be unhappy about things. And if we give our attention to those things that cause us to be unhappy, if we give our attention to those things that cause us to be distressed, then that's exactly what we will be. But if we can have that inner perception, that outer perception and inner perception of all the good things that are happening in the world, all the good things that are happening every moment of our life, if we have that wonderful capacity to think about those things, to love those things, to delight in those things, to see those things and hear those things and know those things, then that's what our world is made up of. For truly, if we were to pay attention to what might be called the sad things of life, we'd have plenty of them to pay attention to. But because we don't pay attention to the sad things in life, we pay attention to the good things in life. We pay attention to the happy things, the marvelous things, the uplifting things. When we watch Merlin, and we watch him as he works with King Arthur, he's a very wonderful fairy tale, perhaps, and yet there is so much truth in it. There is so much wisdom in the words that are being used. And the people who are compassionate, the people who are doing their task, but they're doing their task with love. They're doing their task with a feeling of peace. They're doing their task with a feeling of inner awareness. They're not pushing. They're not rushing. They're not wanting things. They say, this is my task. I'm a physician. This is my task. I'm the king. This is my task. I am a person who believes. We have all of the tragedies that Guinevere has run into in the movie. And in that, we think to ourselves, my goodness, she always holds true to principle. She always holds true to innocence. She always holds true to love. She always holds true to wonder. And though she might have a frightening moment now and then, she is always standing up for principle, and she's always standing up to being the ideal, fantastic lady that she is. That's the point, of course, is who are we really? Who is it that we are standing up for? Are we standing up for the being that we are, or the being that we'd like to be? Are we standing up for the illusions of the world, or the reality that comes right out of the core of our being? When we stand up for what comes out of the very essence of our being, then our life is more fulfilled and more wonderful and more grand than we could ever dream. Because what we're doing is we're being ourselves and we're having fun. What we're doing is we're delighting in everything that we do. Now, in the Merlin show, King Arthur seemed to enjoy the battles, and he enjoyed the fights, so to speak, that he gets into. But for him, it's just a wonderful game of chess. For him, it's just a matter of moving and doing things in the way that is going to accomplish the goal that he wants to have. And as he goes to do those things, to accomplish those goals that he wants to have, he accomplishes them because they are his reality. They are what is in his mind all the time. They are what is in his heart all the time. And that's what makes the difference in his life. That's what makes the difference in his experience. All of those things are a fun thing, a joy thing. Now, someone else might think it is terrible. You can watch a chess game and you can think it's terrible that people do this or that, or they take these men and they checkmate people. Well, that's what King Arthur was doing. He was playing the game of his art and his skill. But the wonderful thing about him, all the time, he would stand up for being who he was. Now, he was raised by a father who was a very tough man to be raised by, and he was taught values by his father that he didn't believe in. And when he had a chance to make his own decision, he changed his values. He changed his values from being mean and hard and cruel to being gentle, loving, and kind. He was raised one way, but when it came time for making his own decision, he stood up for what his heart told him to do. He stood up for what he believed. Now, our life gives us the opportunity to see feature movies all the time. And we have the opportunity to be taught by them, or be trained by them, or be shown by them how life goes on. Or We can view them through our own perceptions, through our own awareness, and we can see that life is truly a beautiful circumstance. Life is truly something very special and very wonderful. That life is something that makes you happy or makes you sad. And if you have life that makes you sad, it's because you have chosen that direction. If you have life that makes you happy and glad, it's because you have chosen that direction. It all depends. King Arthur could have been the duplicate of his father and been a very hard and a very cruel man. But because he was beautiful in his soul, because he was, as we all are, beautiful in our soul, that even in the midst of all the valley of death that we walk through, in the midst of all of the problems that come into our life, we stand up strong and firm, aware that we know who we are, and we are who we are. We don't watch the violence in the movie. We look right past it. We look past it to see what's going on in the hearts of the men and the women that are involved, and how they perceive what's involved, and how they do what's involved. And as we are aware of what's going on like this, we have an inner awareness of what we are doing, and our life is indeed very happy. Our life indeed is a Merlin movie, a Merlin adventure. But we're Merlin, and we are not the ugly people. We are the beautiful, the totally wonderful, the totally magnificent, because that's our reality. Join me in this awareness of your reality, that in you is all good. And whatever happens on the outer, what is our response to it? It shows how we are the king. We are the one who is the ruler of our life. We are the ones who make the choice of what we show ourselves to be. Are we in to be bring forth our rule, to bring forth what we believe is right, or to bring forth what someone else believes is right? And I would say, we're here to bring forth what we believe is right. And we do it now and forevermore. Wonderful. Watch all the movies you like, but you be determining who it is who's watching. Are you Merlin living it, or are you the dark people? It's your decision, and it's fun. Have a lovely day. I'm walking the path here at the Absolute Monastery, and thinking these thoughts and sharing these ideas with you, because I love you, because I see with the eyes of purity and goodness all the days of my life. And so it is.